We're doing a 1,000-mile service and a few upgrades today. I did a video on my wife's new bike, and we talked about some upgrades she was doing, the front crash bars, where we put a windshield on, some of those things. And I asked in that video what should be next. Seat, bars, exhaust, what you guys all thought. And a lot of people agreed with me. What we have done since the last video is we threw a Sundowner heated seat on the bike that I already had. Since I had it, we thought we'd try it. We did a 700 mile trip in about a little over 24 hours, a day and a half, ran down to Kentucky to Tennessee and land between the lakes in that area and then back. And so she got about 600 miles on the Sundowner seat. And although this seat is about inch and a half, inch and three quarters of an inch taller than the stock seat, by the time she sits down in it, because it's more squishy, I don't think it's raising her up more than an inch and a quarter, inch and a half at most. But she said it definitely raised her up a little bit, and she actually liked it because she can see over the windshield better. And she can still reach the ground okay. She didn't feel like it hurt her ability to maneuver the bike, but gave her better visibility. So for now, we're going to stick with this Sundowner seat on there. See how she likes that. That doesn't mean we might not do a Bad Boys Cycles seat or a LaPera or something else in the future. But right now, she's paid sales tax today, and that hurt a little bit. So she's not spending a lot of money on the bike immediately in the near future. She's making do with stuff I have left over, which is going to bring us to one of our other upgrades today. So you're not going to see this video till after you see a video about the new exhaust on my 24 Street Glide, but that means she's getting my hand-me-down. So today I'm going to change the fluids, the 1K service, and we're going to put my tab slip-ons on here. We're not changing air cleaners. We don't need to do a tune. We don't need to buy a tuner, any of that. Just going to give her a little more Harley feel in the exhaust note. You guys know what that sounds like. I'm going to start this thing up and let it warm up and let you guys hear the stock exhaust. Then after the oil change and I get the mufflers on, we'll listen to the tabs and you guys tell me what kind of upgrade you think that is. Eventually, she'd probably like to do a chop tour pack, but again, those are not cheap. So she's making do with a luggage rack and bag and stuff that I already had for my 16. If you didn't know, that stuff for the 2016 and up touring models, probably I assume Rushmore's when the frame change was, 14 and up, all fit this. That was on my 16 at one time, and so she used that on our trip last weekend. It worked out fine with her. So again, she's going to make do for a little while, but I'm sure there'll be some more upgrades coming, and maybe there'll be just upgrades on my bike, and she'll continue to get my hand-me-downs, and she's okay with that. So if you guys see me giving her my old parts, don't feel like she's getting cheated, because we pay for our own parts, and she's happy to have my parts for free and let me buy new stuff. All right, let's get busy. All right, you guys got to hear what the exhaust sounds like. And we've got to let the motor warm up, get the engine oil a little warm before we change it. So I'm going to get this thing lifted up. We're going to get that changed. I'm not going to go into a three-hole oil change on this bike. I've got a bunch of videos on how to do that. Just check my channel or search for it, or I might leave a link to one down below where I did a three-hole oil change on my 2024. It's going to be exactly the same. Hey guys, I want to take a minute and thank today's sponsor. This video is brought to you by The Factory Match. No, not Beyond Riders. I just happen to be wearing their shirt today. If you don't know who The Factory Match is, they make beautiful color-matched parts for your Harley-Davidson. I'm running a Clockworks wrapper fender that was painted by Josh and his crew at The Factory Match. I also have their color-matched lower radiator trim, the trim that goes underneath the headlight, mid-frame air deflectors, all kinds of stuff, windshields, hand guards. They sell a lot of Clockworks stuff. They're based out of South Dakota, so they're good friends with Clockworks, and they do a lot of paint for them. It's a small, locally owned business painting their stuff right here in the USA, and I really appreciate them working with me. If you want to save a few bucks on color-matched parts, make sure you click my link down below. Use my discount code, save a few bucks. I know we have plans to get some stuff from them for the 2026 Street Glide in the near future. like underneath the headlight. I just, once I see a bike and that's not color matched, it just drives me nuts. So we'll be doing that on this one. I don't know if we'll do the lower radiator, mid-frame air deflectors, what she'll want next. She's pretty happy with the windshield. Handguards, we'll have to wait and see what size bar she gets, if she needs them or not. She's thinking 10, so they may be below the fairing, and if so, then we probably won't do handguards. Let's get back to the video. All right, I have been accused of being a Harley fanboy and never having anything bad to say about Harley, but I got two complaints. Let me tell you. One is against whoever installed the goddamn oil filter on here, because it was way, way too tight. Had to get a long ratchet to have enough leverage, like a 3/8 long torque wrench turned up to get enough leverage to break it loose. It kept slipping over the filter. Had to hammer it on to get enough grip to be able to turn it. Way, way too tight. And secondly, who in the hell decided that was a good place to put the horn? I've complained about that in the past, but I'm going to complain about it again. If you want to drain your oil down and into a pan or something like I'm doing here and not get it all over the place, you have to take the damn horn loose and get it out of the way. Otherwise, it makes it drain back toward the housing. I'm sure Harley has some special thing for it, but there's no reason it had to be this difficult. I'm not a fan of the horn location. Just topped off the oil. I've already topped off the, filled up the primary and the transmission. You know, I just want to talk for a second about prepaid oil changes. I know some guys do that. Some dealerships offer that when you buy a bike. My wife didn't opt for that. You know why? She said, I got prepaid motorcycle maintenance when I married him. Yeah, I'm the prepaid maintenance guy. That's it. She didn't even offer to pay me for the oil or the filter to do her bike. I mean, is that right, guys? I feel like she's taking advantage of me. But it's done. So, we're going to get these mufflers on now, and we'll start them up and let you guys hear the tabs on this bike before we sign off here. All right, you guys remember that 80,000 motorcycle recall for a breather problem that you could splash hot oil on your hand? Well, I'm going to show you how you can check it on the bike. So right here's the tube. I've already took a pair of pliers and twisted it and got it loose, so I can pull it right off now and show you. But you just take this tube off. So how we test it, so once we pull it loose from the top of that case, is we blow through it. If I can blow through it, no problems. If I can't blow through it, then it's stopped up and it has that recall issue. No problem for me to blow through it. No recall issue here. Put the hose back on there and we're good to go. Look who decided to join us. She's finally home. She's getting ready for a big cruise, so she's been out with her girlfriend tonight planning that stuff. But we're about to fire this up and she's going to hear the tabs on her bike for the first time. She's heard them on mine before, so she knows what to expect, but we'll see what she thinks of them. Doesn't want to talk to the camera. But I think that smile says it all. I think she's pretty happy with the tabs, huh?
Yes.
A little better than stock?
Yes.
All right. Well, we got two yeses out of her. That's I think that's all we're getting tonight. All right, guys, we're going to throw the saddlebags back on her bike, and it's dirty from when we rode it in the rain, when we went to Land Between the Lakes and stuff in Kentucky and Tennessee. And there's a bike show tomorrow. I don't know if we'll even do a video on
Not
it. But
tomorrow, Saturday.
Saturday. Tomorrow's still Friday. Tomorrow I might go to bike night at Renegade. But anyway, y'all take it easy. Y'all stay safe. Leave us a comment. Let us know what upgrade you think she ought to do next now that she's done exhaust, seat, windshield. Is it time for bars? And any suggestions? Because she's got to save up for those probably.
And stereo.
And stereo. She would be happy to have my Stage 3 upgrade if I do something different. I already told them you were happy to have my hand-me-downs.
Yep.
All right. You guys take it easy. Stay safe. Keep on riding. Don't forget to like this video. Subscribe if you want to see more videos like this in the future. And keep on riding.